Welcome, fellow Shadow Bandits, fellow Glitches in the Matrix. It's the Friday stream. I think President Trump's speaking right now at that NRA event, so might not be as much of a crowd on this stream tonight. That's some competition I can't live up to. What's up, Neil? Glad to have you here. Much appreciated. What's up, guys, on DLive? Foxhole. We're going to be talking quite a bit about the Texas shooting. A lot more details coming out about that. Very mysterious things that we're going to cover. And then we're going to take a look at a few other things as well. Latest developments in the Durham case. Some election fraud news coming out. Some real weird things going on with good old Joe. He's taking Ubers and carrying his own bags through the airport. And taking public airports. I don't understand what's up. Yeah, there's this weird video going around today of him having to take an Uber. Like, what? Weird. It's as if he's not getting the same treatment that previous presidents did. Wonder why. Maybe they just don't respect his ass. Secret Service don't give a shit anymore. They're like, ugh. Orange man back, please. And then at the end of the video, we're going to take a look at some stuff the good old globalists are doing. World Health Organization, China, Klaus Anal Schwab. Yeah, you know. Weird agendas are trying to roll out, trying to track us all. If they had their way, they'd put chips in every single one of our heads. If they had their way, it would be like the Matrix. We would all be hooked up to some energy suction device and little pods and, you know. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and dive right into it here. And then, speaking of Matrix, I was on In the Matrix's show last night. In the Matrix. Yesterday, we talked a lot about these shootings in Texas and previous shootings that looked to be false flag events. We delved pretty deep into a lot of that. Also, Matrix and Shady just wanted to talk about the clickbait stuff, so why not? I'm here for it. And some other things as well. So go ahead and find them. MG Show on Rumble. And also, shout out to Matrix. They had Kash Patel on today. Kash Patel. Good job, guys. Oh, look at that. My interview's got a few more views than his does, but mine's been out 24 more hours. His will surpass mine in no time. Kash Patel's been doing the rounds. Not only was he on with Matrix and Shady, Kash Patel's also been on X22. I think this one just came out today. Good job, X22. And then Kash Patel was on Tim Pool's show yesterday as well. Tim Pool, he's growing on me. I liked listening to this podcast. This was a good one. Sometimes some of Tim Pool's takes, I'm like, kind of normie, but you know, he's still on YouTube. He's still on tech platforms. But his show is good. It does help people wake up to very logical reasoning. And he's a good bridge between the left and right. Doesn't really take a left or right stance, but typically aligns more with just logic in general, even if it's not quite as deep as maybe some of us would like it to go. It's a good show. And Kash Patel's doing the rounds pretty much everywhere he can, I guess, to talk about the Durham investigation, because Lord knows mainstream media isn't going to cover it. So guess what? He's going to social media. And he's sort of spearheading, leading the charge to get people awake and aware of what's happening in the Michael Sussman case with the Durham investigation. If anybody knows about that, it's Kash Patel, seeing as he helped lead the House investigation into it in 2018 and 19. So Kash Patel's doing his duty still. And I think he's going to be on Red Pill 78's show next week, too. So good job, Zach. Can't wait to see all the mainstream media hit pieces coming out. Crazy Q conspiracists cozy up with Kash Patel. Kash Patel's crazy, crazy conspiracy. Yeah, good stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about Durham's investigation, the latest there, in a few moments. Also want to plug Patel Patriot's latest Substack. He came out with part 22 of Devolution yesterday, and it is a good read. It's a solid read. He talks about irregular warfare and the nature of our army, our military, conducting psychological operations. He talks about this very intriguing YouTube video that came out about 3 weeks ago on an official Army PSYOP group YouTube account called Ghosts in the Machine. Very curious, very interesting video there. You wonder who was that made for. I did when I was watching it. Good article here by Patel Patriot. I'm going to have him on my show next week, and we're going to discuss irregular warfare, PSYOPs, what he was talking about in this article, and some things pertaining to it. So check back in on Tuesday or Wednesday for that one. I'll put it out on jordansather.tv if you want to watch it early. It'll be up there for probably 24 hours, and then I'll put it out the next day on the Rumble, BitChute, public channels. So there's that. And then lastly, before we get into da business, go through all the tabs, all the articles, shout out to today's sponsor, Noble Gold. It's always Noble Gold, right? Well, yes, it is, because they're a great company, and they're helping you invest your money, invest it wisely. And at least some good news with the economy the past couple of days. There's been a bear market rally. So, I mean, with technicals, we're not technically in a bear market anymore with our economy. There's been a nice couple of days of green across the board. Not with crypto. Crypto's like sucked, but at least the S&P's up, NASDAQ's up. That's good. We'll see how long that rally lasts, though. It might roll over again and, you know, slump continues. But anyway, sometime this year, we might be getting to a bottom with prices of things. That's when, of course, it's the time to buy, whether it's Bitcoin, gold, silver. Houses probably won't bottom this year, but, you know, other things might. Noble Gold can help you with your investments. Links will be down in the description below. Now let's get into talking Texas shooting. A lot coming out. A lot pissing people off. We're learning that basically we don't know shit about it. And even the officials don't know shit about it. Texas official coming out today saying it was not the right decision to delay sending in law enforcement into the school. Because apparently it took 60 minutes for law enforcement to... I mean, they had the perimeter set up. We know they had the perimeter set up, but it took about an hour for them to start sending officers and agents actually into the school to defuse the situation. Why is that? We'll speculate in a moment. I want to go through a few more details. So that was very curious. We also had, of course, the videos going around where, like I mentioned, they had the perimeter set up, right? And they could hear stuff was going on in the school. The officers and even the parents set up around the perimeter. A lot of the parents wanted to break that perimeter, go in, help their kids. Rightly so. Can't blame them, obviously. Cops weren't letting them. Cops were even preventing putting some people on the ground, not letting them get into the school to help inside. So that's another curious detail. Why? Why did that happen? Next up, we've got this tweet going viral. Granted, you wonder when tweets like this go viral if it's helped by the algorithms and bots and fake followers. This one probably is. But anyway, this blue check, national correspondent for the New York Times. Okay, so of course he's got bots and fake followers inflating this tweet. But anyway, he tweeted this itinerary, this time frame of a student that called 911. Multiple times calling 911, saying hearing shots, called again, another call, asked for police. Yeah, so a lot of odd details. Really makes one question: what was going through the heads of the police officers here? What was going on in the department itself? And again, I'm gonna tell you guys my thoughts on this in just one more moment. One more thing I want to discuss. Apparently, the armed school resource officer, basically the security guard that was on staff, supposed to be on the job that day, was not. The armed school resource officer normally stationed at the Uvalde school was not on campus during the shooting. What was he doing? Sick day? Going to get food down the street? Or... Was he told not to be there? Was he given a sick day? Was he given some paid time off? Was he told by the chain of command not to be there. And that's what I wonder with the police department. Granted, there's most definitely some blame with the cops on the scene. Like, why the heck weren't you going in to do something? But I really want to know what was happening with the chain of command, with the orders given that day. What were the superiors doing and saying, and the superiors of the superiors, right? What was happening in police department headquarters, and what was getting relayed down the line, what orders were given to do, or more importantly, not do, right? I'm thinking this whole setup, there was some spooks, some agents, some compromised individual inserted, not just into the police department, but we're also hearing that there was a teacher or some individual that opened up the door, like opened the door up for the shooter to get inside. At least that's according to the officials there in Uvalde. Again, so many different contradicting stories. What the heck's the real one? We don't know, but it makes sense to me that there would be some sort of compromise in the chain of command of the police department and some sort of compromise also in the school system, maybe even at the elementary school itself or something, somewhere in the school district and police department. And then that compromise in the chain of command upstream flowed downstream. And then the police on the scene were probably given these orders. They're confused as shit. They don't know what to do. They're given these orders. And here's the thing. If they disobey the orders, what does that mean? Well, that means like their job, their livelihoods, right? Should they have disobeyed those orders? Probably. But you got to think of what's going through their head. They're like, they don't actually know truly what's going on. So they might legitimately believe the situation inside the elementary school has been diffused. So they're not going inside and they're keeping the parents outside because the low-level officers on the scene legitimately thought like, hey, oh, it's diffused. They're just hearing over the intercom or the walkie-talkie, right? From the superiors. Granted, whatever's going down the chain of command, probably false information given to then increase the severity or the violence of the situation, basically let it happen, right? There's some people that are going to have to get interrogated. It's sick. It's sick stuff, right? Orchestrated, right? Just got to say, it's what it's looking like. They call us crazy conspiracy theorists for asking these questions, but the reason people don't is because they're too scared. They think, oh, it's crazy. I don't want to be one of them. I don't be one of those crazy, deranged, unhinged conspiracy people. And that's what prevents them from really seeing the real world. And well, yeah, it goes deeper and darker than you think. Not to say the conspiracy theorists are always right. We damn well know that there's a lot of dumb shit that gets said in conspiracy truth movement, but good amount of the time, those crazy conspiracy theorists are on the scent, at least on the scent closer than a lot of more normie folk are. So questions I got. And then, so one more thing I want to say about that actually, and I might as well bring up our next story, our next piece of the puzzle here. So this is the response outside of that NRA convention going on today in Houston, Texas, where President Trump is speaking. This is like the, I'll play it with audio. It's only a few seconds long, but this is the vitriol, the anger.
Shit! Piece of shit! Piece of shit!
I mean, what do we want to say about this? We should rightfully be angry at the situation, right? Absolutely, a lot of us are. But, unfortunately, in the minds of these people, they are sort of blaming the guns, right? It's like blaming the fork when you get fat, or blaming the car when you skirt. hit a ditch or something. It's misplaced anger. And I think this is, you know, this is wanted, shall we say, by our social engineers. This is exactly what they want. They want this anger, and they want it directed to put the political pressure on their enemies, which is basically what's happening right here. And you know what? This is that point I wanted to get to. I made a post on Telegram and True Social about this idea a little earlier. I think not only is gun control one of the main agendas, gun control, the division, the political pressure, right? There's whenever the deep state conducts one of their false flags, there's a lot of boxes they tick off. But I think one of the main agendas, main narratives that the deep state's trying to put out there is the undermining of police around the country. Might be why Obama and some of those political clowns, during their thoughts and prayer statements of the Texas shooting, they also talked about the George Floyd. And then you had Biden coming out the day after the shooting, signing the executive order on police reform. And now I'm seeing these themes go all around the social media platforms, all around Twitter. People blaming the cops and saying, oh, you know, it's all the police's fault. All the blame should be on them. Cops bad. And like and that's why I was describing earlier, is it necessarily the cop? Like, whose fault is it? We shouldn't be blaming all cops here, but there's some chink in that chain of command that caused the problem. Who was it? I'm not blaming all cops. I'm blaming like a couple here. I think there was just a couple that were probably compromised, sent down the wrong orders to mess up the whole situation for the first responders, to make them mess up everything to then get this response. You see? Now, cops bad. In the mind of the public. Cops bad. We need police reform around the country. Now it's going to put more stress. They're going to be calling for more reforms, more training, put more stress on all the police departments around the country that are already stressed and understaffed, right? And now this is setting the stage for what? For a summer of love. Can't wait till all the BLMers and Antifers and sleeper cells and paid protesters, provocateurs, all get activated this summer. Shoot. Here's a thought. We've got Juneteenth coming up next month, right? Are we gonna get another unfortunate event where some bad apple police officer goes nuts and some event happens? It's a racially driven event, you know what I'm saying? And then that feeds right into the Juneteenth narratives, pisses off these kind of people even more. All these protester folk, pushes them off more. I mean, this is how Marxism works. This is how the communism works. Destabilization is the name of their game. And this event here in Texas is setting the stage with now all the pressure on the police to then, when all the protests come out this summer, I mean, it's 2020 all over again, folks. Right? It's 2020 all over again. Same shit, different year. We've got, did we have a mass shooting in 2020? We had the George Floyd incident, but, I mean, we've got, you know, incident involving the police. Now I got protesters. We've got this friggin' new disease, monkeypox, all this stuff coming out this year, right? Election year, of course. So, on guard. Don't get engineered by our societal overlords, folks. And hot damn, you might be mad. You have a right to be mad. You should be mad, but control that anger. Learn to control your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. That's what I want to say about that. And then a couple more things on this Texas event, and we'll move on. Found this very curious. Joe Garcia, husband of murdered Uvalde teacher Irma Garcia, dies of heart attack 2 days after school shooting. Dies of a heart attack. I'm getting flashbacks to the Las Vegas shooting when the witnesses and when people close who are close to that event started passing away mysteriously. Remember that? And here's the interesting detail about this is that Joe Garcia apparently was involved in that active shooter drill that took place in Uvalde School District 2 weeks ago. You might have heard about that. There's a lot of details you might have heard of, might not have heard of about this situation. It's so fast moving and evolving and all that. Apparently 2 weeks ago, there was an active shooter drill in Uvalde School District, and this gentleman, Joe Garcia, was a part of it. And he dies of a heart attack 2 days after wife was murdered. Yeah, you get his heavy heart on the guy, and he's stressed, but, curious. And here's a comment. Here's the thing about those active shooter drills. When those active shooter drills are conducted, on one hand, they're meant to be training for people, right? Which, okay, makes sense. But on the other hand, that also exposes any weak links that the deep state could then take advantage of, you know, in any of these school districts or police departments. I was talking about this with one of my friends earlier. It's almost as if I envision the deep state, the cabal, they have a map of the country in their agenda book or on their wall, and they've got all the school districts and police departments marked off on this map around the country where they have their assets planted, where they have compromised. So you got little push pins or little stars all over this map, and then the cabal sitting there thinking, where can we pull an up? Where can we pull one of our false flags? They're looking through their compromised school districts where they could, you know. They gotta have like a deep state handbook that they hand out to all of their Illuminati members. Here's what the code words mean. Here's what all of our symbols mean. I'd like to get my hands on that book. So that's curious. And then another key detail. Uvalde School District was part of an AI program that rooted out potential mass killers and monitored social media for threats and potential shooters. Well, I guess we don't have to worry about AI overtaking humanity anymore, because obviously it did a shitty job. Artificial intelligence is not that intelligent, apparently, unless the real reason this AI program was conducted was to not root out potential shooters, but find them. Ooh! How deep and dark of a world are we in? But hey, guess what?
It's a big club.
And you ain't in it. Yeah, seriously. Makes a hell of a lot more sense, right? AI program made by DARPA and the CIA to scrub the interwebs, scrub these school districts, and scrub the country of information so they can find targeted individuals to go after and compromise and groom. Just a thought. The AI-based service called Social Sentinel. Holy shit, speaking of the Matrix. That sounds bad. Who made it? Do they say who made it? Oh, by the way, guys, all those pictures of the transgender person going around, it's not the shooter. That's still going around a couple of days later. Let's just debunk that. Those tranny photos, not the shooter. Also, point to be made, that's some expensive weaponry. Expensive weaponry. He had a lot of ammo. He had a ballistic vest. He had, what, an F-250 that was like a $50,000, $70,000 truck? How did homie get all that on his 18th birthday? Pretty crazy. All the training to use that stuff, too. Like, what? Anyway, I don't think it says who made this Social Sentinel AI program, but I'd be curious to know. And then lastly, we have here, House Republican claims Uvalde school shooter was arrested 4 years ago for threat to shoot up a school. This claim was made by Representative Tony Gonzalez out of Texas. He said it this morning on Fox News. So here's the thing about this. Maybe, maybe not. I actually was digging into this yesterday. And yes, in 2018, in May 2018, there were two teenagers arrested in Uvalde School District because they were making comments and plans, talking about their desire to shoot up a school in Uvalde School District. But I couldn't find any names. There were no names given in any of these articles of these teenagers arrested 4 years ago. So, like, the circumstantial evidence fits. 4 years ago, it was a 14-year-old, so that would be an 18-year-old now, which is Ramos's age. But we don't have the confirmation, you see? So, I think Fox News even backtracked this. Yeah. John Roberts here. Holding on this report from Tony Gonzalez. New information that there was an arrest of two Uvalde students in 2018, but it may not have been the shooter. So that's the thing. We don't have names. Would be interested if we could figure that out, though. I don't know how we would. But, yeah. That did happen. And then, good old gun control coming from the Republicans. Coming from the Republicans. Mitch McConnell, big surprise, signals Republicans willing to engage on limited gun measures directly to related to Uvalde. So he's caving. He is now caving and willing to, quote, compromise to gun control. You know, we really do need to figure out our background check system. That's definitely something we could get better at doing, but the thing is they're not going after the what should be done for gun control, and they're of course coming out with like ban this, ban that, ban this, ban that. Yeah, that's gonna work real well, I'm sure. Especially when you can 3D print guns these days. Yeah, what are you gonna? Not going to work. And here's there how I'll just use the R word here, how retarded the mainstream media is. And I use that by technical definition because they are literally inhibiting people's intelligence from growing. They are retarding their mental progress. Washington Post senior editor claims the AR-15 was invented for Nazi infantry men. Here's the tweet. I think the tweet's still up. Yes, the tweet is still up. He got ratioed to shit over this. And the comments are pretty freaking funny. Invented for Nazi infantrymen, further developed by the U.S. military, the AR-15 was a Texas school shooter's weapon of choice. So, of course, they're going after the rifles, the AR-15s, things like that. Oh, my God. Washington Post, man. Senior editor, too. Here's the kicker. The AR-15... or the AR-10, the AR platform of rifle was not developed until the 1950s, which was well after World War II. The Nazis did not develop the AR platform, the Armalite rifle platform of rifles. Good old Washington Post. All right. I think we're done with that topic. So I got out pretty much everything I wanted to get out about that. Let's move on now to Durham. So shout out to Brian Cates here for this great article. As final arguments begin in the Sussman trial, final arguments are happening, and we could get a possible conviction, a decision by the jury at least, by next week. And there's a lot of, you know, on one hand, it's a DC case that's happening. So it's going to be tougher to get the proper convictions, especially in a politically charged case like this in D.C. But on the other hand, Durham has a damn good case. So we should get a conviction. But we'll see. It's coming. Coming soon. End of this trial. Then on to the next one. I think Kash Patel himself was theorizing, and he sounds pretty confident in his interviews. He does. He sounds confident. He was theorizing that Durham could be bringing another couple of indictments this summer. So we'll see who. I would love it to be Jake Sullivan, because Jake Sullivan is a current official national security advisor in the Biden administration. So that would be gold. That would be solid. And then Bill Barr says that Clinton is guilty of sedition. Bill Barr has some words about Hillary Clinton over the whole Russiagate thing. Bill Barr, a lot of conservatives don't like him because they think Bill Barr's anti-Trump now and he's working for the swamp. He's a swamp rat. But you guys, optics is everything here. The Durham investigation would not, it wouldn't be a Durham investigation without Bill Barr's assistance and letting it happen. So the thing is, Bill Barr has to say these things. If Bill Barr came out and was still super, you know, for the last year and a half, if Bill Barr was super pro-Trump and hyping up this Durham thing and all of that, what would the mainstream media do? They would say, oh, Bill Barr is politically motivated. He's a Trump hack. So Durham's a Trump hack too. So this Durham investigation is biased. It's all biased. That would be their angle. That would be a not a good angle to have. And that could very well stifle this whole investigation and this case going on right now with Michael Sussman. So Bill Barr has to say these things for the optics of it. I think Bill Barr's a white hat. I don't think he's swamp rat compromised, even though what it might look like on the public surface is that he is. But come on, guys, you should know by now that we can't take anything at face value these days. So there's that. And also coming out, more election fraud information. Which is exactly why the deep state wants their distractions right now, right? Durham investigation, election fraud coming out, bombs dropping about election fraud in Arizona. Breaking, Yuma County school board member. What's up with these school board members? These schools, weird. Yuma County school board member set to plead guilty for 2020 election ballot trafficking crimes as exposed in 2000 mules. State Senate candidate who busted the fraud weighs in. So there we go. Ooh, she looked mad. She looked mad. She's like, oh, I never thought I would get caught. Oh no, my handlers told me I'd be safe. Well,
gotcha, bitch.
One more time.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yep, too bad. Then you gotta wonder, right? In these school districts and police departments and other local organizations around the country, are there spooks? Are there spooks inserted into these organizations to, you know, do stuff like this? Oh, she mad. That ain't even resting bitch face either. That's, oh shit. I got arrested, bitch face. And then more coming out about election fraud in Arizona. Long withheld records reveal more than 20,000 mail-in ballots received after the legal deadline in Maricopa County. We knew that. We knew it. But now we're having the evidence. Now this stuff is coming out to be able to prove it, which is the important part. Knowing is one thing. Being able to prove it, especially in a court of law, with a preponderance of evidence, that's another thing. And that's what we need. So these 20,000 ballots were more than double of what Trump needed to win the state. Came in after the legal deadline, as probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of other ballots did. So there's that. Okay, let's move on now to Biden. What's going on? Who can explain why Biden is loading his own bags into a red SUV? Public airport? Like, what's up here? Is that Biden or is that a body double or something? That looks like Biden and all his plastic surgery making his face look different these days. Why is he getting into a Jeep, loading his own bags? Where's the Secret Service? Where's the motorcade? Shouldn't there be a big old motorcade around him? I mean, come on. When presidents travel, it's hard to even see them, because they have such a big entourage around them and all these massive line of police vehicles and federal vehicles with blacked out windows and big bulletproof glass. Like, you can't even tell what car they're riding in. Can with him. What the heck? What the heck? It's weird. Couple more things on Biden. We've got one, the House Republicans ask banks and the Treasury for information on Biden family finances. This being reported by Catherine Herridge at CBS News. I know it's CBS. CBS sucks. But Catherine Herridge is like the one person at CBS that I would classify as trustworthy. And I mean, this is why it's important to win the midterms for the Republicans, because then they'd be able to control more of the House and the Senate and be able to actually do investigations and whatnot. So Republicans want to, they want to dig into the Biden family finances. After midterms, if we can seal those, then 2023, next year, would be a doozy. And we're already halfway through this year, guys. Like, it's flying by. So there's that. And then also, Biden administration leaning towards $10,000 in student loan forgiveness. Advocates push back against that. Yeah, I don't know. My ass dropped out of college and I don't have any student loan debt, so didn't affect me. I was smart enough to drink myself to smithereens and not go to class that much. but I didn't get brainwashed and rack up debt. But it was their choice to go to college. Isn't that true? It was their choice to go to college and incur the debt. But at the same time, holy shit, college is such a ripoff, isn't it? What a ripoff. You're paying, what, $50,000, $100,000 a year? Just for what? For what? Get brainwashed? Join a frat, a social club? Well, heck, if you joined a sorority or a frat, you got to pay dues on top of that. That's not covered by your tuition, but man. Yeah, let's go party for $100,000 a year. All for a piece of paper with a stamp from a university that in people's minds thinks it makes you special to have that piece of paper. Oh, you've got an alphabet next to your name? You must be a genius. Weird things people think. Weird things. Onward. More government corruption. The SEC. Ooh, there's a three-letter agency people don't talk about much, but hot damn, it's a big problem in our country. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. This is how when you are a part of corporate America, but you own a big company or you're trying to become a big company and you want to step outside of the box a little bit, the SEC will come in and whack, fine you to smithereens. Yeah, they make you damn sure that you do what they want you to do as a part of corporate America. So SEC investigating Elon Musk's Twitter disclosures. Trying to find something to mess with his takeover with, of course. Of course. They don't want Musk owning Twitter and all of the algorithms that come with it. Pay to play SEC, indeed. Pay to play SEC. And let's finish up talking globalists. Then we'll get to some Q&A. So, Klaus Anal Schwab here. With Pfizer CEO, too, saying that conspiracy people, are a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what. No, we're going after you because of exactly what you're doing. If you weren't doing what you're doing, all the crazy conspiracy people wouldn't go after you. But guess what? When you're trying to force vaccinate the world and increase compliance with pills and destroy literal world economies, you world economic F-words. What do you expect? What do you expect? And both of these guys have, like, mob boss accents, too.
Yes. These anti-vaxxers.
Shoot. Cry more. Cry harder. Cry. That's right. I want you to cry. Schwab and Burla.
Cry.
China. Going for a carbon footprint tracker. Check this. Green social credit individual carbon footprint tracker pushed by China's Alibaba. Alibaba at World Economic Forum. Everything coming out of the World Economic Forum. Man. They bad. They some bad dudes. So China's going for a carbon footprint tracker, which you damn well know the elites want in America. I mean, they want to track us. They want to get a personal tracker for whatever they can, whether it's COVID. They want their COVID trackers, right? Or if they use the excuse climate change, so we got to track your carbon footprint. Those are the easiest ones. And they're the quote, global issues that you have to do what they tell you to do for the greater good, right? That's how they sell it. That's how they sell it to you. Got to do it for the greater good. We got to track you, check your carbon to save the planet. Got to socially track your distancing and your vaccine papers and all that for the planet, for all the grandmas out there. So that's an issue. That's a problem. Oh, and also the central bank digital currencies that they want to roll out too. Another big problem, which they could link right up to these carbon footprint trackers or link right up to your health records and then turn off, turn on your bank account at will. Nope. Bitcoin good. All the shit coins and the central bank digital currencies, those are bad. Bitcoin good. Bitcoin decentralized. Nobody owns it. Nobody can track you on that network. Central bank digital currencies, bad. Bad, bad, bad. And unfortunately, we have some dipshit influencers in the truth movement, which, in my opinion, are controlled assets, are clowns. One of them is literally former CIA, air quote former. They're trying to tell their audience that, oh yeah, white hats are in control of central bank digital currencies now. The CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies, are good things. We need them. We want them. They're white hat controlled. Dude. Yeah, you can definitely tell some so-called truthers out there are straight up shills, 100%. Paid contractors, maybe still working for the agency. Got to be careful. Careful who you follow. More importantly, careful what you believe from who you follow in this movement. And last subject here, another globalist organization, World Health Organization. Monkeypox cases could be the peak of the iceberg. Peak of the iceberg? What iceberg? Like the ice cube in my glass of water? Because we've got, what, 20 cases around the world, around the country? What? Not even 100? How big is that iceberg? But wait, I thought climate change was a big bad thing anymore. So we don't have icebergs anymore. That's a thing of the past. Ah, my shitty jokes. My jokes, they're...
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Sometimes it may be shit. And then this dude here, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Freaking weirdo. He was just elected to another 5 years as head of the WHO. Question. Two questions.
Why are you gay?
Second question. Who elected him? What? Who? To police the world about their health. Who elected this guy? Dominion voting systems? Was that it? Did they find 10,000 ballots for this guy after legal date was ended? And then, oh, Tedros is elected to head the WHO again. I don't know. I don't freaking know, man. I don't know anything. I'm just an idiot behind a keyboard here live streaming to you guys. And if you would like to support my idiocy live streaming to you guys, I appreciate your support on Locals. locals.com. I'm going to attempt a Locals live stream on Sunday, by the way, which will be free for everybody. The Locals live stream will, but if you are a paid supporter, it's just $5 a month, five little measly bucks a month. If you want to support on a yearly basis, you get 2 months free, so it's like $3 or $4 a month, math. But I appreciate your support. You can get some exclusive posts a few times a week on Locals. I'll be doing the live stream on Sunday. You can comment if you're a supporter there. And Locals is a sweet platform. I've actually talked to some of their reps, and that's why I'm switching to Locals, because they really do, they're working on their platform. They're growing it. I've been reached out to by people that work for Locals, and they're like, we're never going to censor you. You're fine being here. We're going to help you grow. And that's obviously, Patreon never did that. They just censored the shit out of us. Screw Patreon, asshole. And then Subscribestar is like, they're okay, but I'm kind of shadow banned on Subscribestar. If you search my name on Subscribestar, I don't show up, and I've never been reached out to by Subscribestar. It's like kind of a like shadow organization. Yeah, I don't know. But Locals is it's where it's at. So thank you for your guys supporting there, and shout out to you guys with the live stream donations too. I don't think we had any gold pills come in, did we? Not yet, but thank you, Exodia, for the lemons on DLive. Had some lemons come in there, so thank you, thank you. Okay, guys, we'll do some chat for about 15 minutes here to top off the hour. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, drop them. Who elected him? Ha ha ha, I see. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Yeah, they're not elected. They're selected. Ain't that for sure? A lot of these political clowns are, aren't they? A lot of these political clowns. Doodah Man, thank you for the can, Doodah Man. Thank you for the can. Hold up. There we go. Didn't have the foxhole chat centered there. Oh, people are talking shit about Phil Godlewski in my Rumble chat. Nice. I'm all for that. Yeah, that dude is he's one of the worst. He's got quite the mental complex, doesn't he? Thank you, Blue Lund, for that lemon there. What can we do about Phil? I don't even know. I'm like, it's getting old with that guy, because it's just same shit, different day. And it's so, like, ridiculous that nothing surprises me with him anymore. Honestly, what would surprise me about him if he stays out of jail over the next year? And in fact, so one super grifty, gross thing Phil's been doing is posting these ads, and these ads on his Telegram channel, he posts them and they're written for him. You got like Telegram marketers that'll reach out to those of us that have big channels, and they'll offer us money per post. Like, I've been offered $500 to forward one post of like a Trump coin or Metacore supplements or something like that before. A lot of us people with Telegram channels get reached out to by random ass people. Most of them are foreigners out of Europe or South Africa, and they'll try to pay us money to promote whatever stupid ads. So I have never done one, but Phil does them multiple times a day. He's making probably a lot of money just forwarding these posts. Anyway, sometimes these posts will fabricate Trump Truth Social posts. So what Phil will post I legitimately wonder if that's illegal, because it's some sort of false advertising or impersonation or using the likeness of Trump and fabricating Trump Truth Social posts for Fraudlewski's promotion, right? Anyway, on Truth Social last night, somebody posted a screenshot of one of these super grifty Phil impersonating or fabricating Trump True Social post promotions. Somebody posted that on True Social. And let me see if I have a... Oh, I do. Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. So it's actually still on QAG. Check it out. So, oh, hey, it was Kim Shady. She took a screenshot so you can see this is a fabricated Trump True Social post. Everything you've heard about the Diamond Card's membership is true. We're in the process of great change. Trust the plan. All this stuff. That's totally fabricated Trump post. Phil will post that to promote whatever dumb shit this post is promoting, right? And so I think Kim Shady posted this and added Devin Nunes and said, hey, I didn't see this post anywhere on Trump's timeline. This is a scam, blah, blah, blah. And then Devin Nunes retweeted it or retruthed it. Although I think since then, Devin Nunes has untruthed it. I think he, there's actually a few posts that Devin Nunes retruthed last night. And, yeah, this is, QAG.news here. And you can see QAG actually has some of them logged, or has all the posts logged, even the ones that were unretruthed. So, hold up. Where was the one? Here it is. So you can see there's that Godlewski share. Kim Shady said, I don't see this on President Trump's timeline. Selling fake 2024 Trump diamond cards. Pretty sure false advertising is illegal. Please retweet, retruth. Devin Nunes did retruth it, but removed it. There was a few posts. I think all these posts he also removed last night. So he removed quite a few. That's why it's not showing up on Devin Nunes's True Social page. But he did for a quick sec. Pretty funny. Frito! What up, Frito? He's back. What's up with the Biden footage? Is it from years ago? No Secret Service. None of that makes any sense. When's the last time even a fake POTUS walked through the public airport? It doesn't look like it's from years ago, because that looks like the... That looks like current Biden. Huge bald spot. You know, it looks like current Biden. So I don't know what's up with that footage, man. It's definitely questionable. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, Trump's the real president and Biden's a fake president, or it's a body double or a clone or whatever. I'm not sitting here saying that, but something's different. Maybe just genuinely there's people in the chain of command that just are fed up. They're just done. They just don't give a shit anymore. They realize that Biden is just selling this whole country out, so they're not trying. They're not. Yeah. NFTs are stupid. Birds with boobs? Yeah, NFTs, I basically think them to be like modern-day money laundering. Like modern art, right? They commission an artist to paint like duct tape a banana to the wall, and it sells for $5 million, and it's a way that rich people can just launder money to each other. But NFTs are like that. You can make whatever pixels you want, and then it sells for 100 ETH, $200,000. Granted, the technology of NFTs, I think, is very interesting, and I think it could be applied in very useful ways for society. The tech of NFTs and the blockchain and whatnot, like digital proof of purchase. Say, I want to buy a house. Instead of having to go through all the paperwork and go through the realtor and this realtor and this agency and this title company and all that, you could just cut out all those middlemen and then boom. Purchase basically an NFT, or like a proof of purchase that exists on the blockchain, that boom, it's right there forever. I think the technology of NFTs and blockchain in general could be very useful in applications like that. But how it's used now with stupid monkey pictures selling for $200,000, it's carbon tax is like a breathing tax. 5 cents. 10 cents. I'm just trying to feed the plants, man. Just trying to feed the plants. They're gonna tax you for your farts, right? Tax you for every shit you take. Frito. Thanks, Frito. Always send in the $2. I appreciate it. So are you saying my original Hunter Biden isn't worth the $500K I paid for it? $500,000? The original Hunter Biden. Did the big guy get 10% of that at least? Hopefully. The market, like the NFT market, I think you're talking about, is also very oversaturated since every man and his dog makes them. Yeah. The NFT market is just a big bubble that's going to... I mean, there's a lot of big bubbles that are in right now, huh? Real estate market's about to be one of them, and that's not going to be pretty. But the stock market and the crypto market, too. Big bubble that's just... sort of. I mean, we've got a lot of that COVID money that was printed and injected into the system, and it propped up the prices of everything. And now... the Federal Reserve is not, they're not printing the money anymore. At least right now, money printer is not going brr. And in fact, next month in June, they're going to start quantitative tightening. They're going to start removing some of their assets out of the system. So that's why a lot of the prices are going down. Because money is moving out of the stock market. All that COVID money that propped it up. And Bitcoin crypto too. It's moving out. So... that's why, you know, we might have to embrace the suck with our economy for about a year, year and a half, maybe. Why is there not much talk about supposed food shortages? Are you listening to... who are you listening to? I'm hearing that all the time. I think I was talking about that on Wednesday. I was talking about wheat shortages, but yeah, I mean, I mentioned that. I have almost mentioned that in every show the past couple of months. Get Cliff High on the show. I did a podcast with him a few months back on Conspiracy Analytica, so I'm not sure if you heard that one, but I have done a Cliff High show. And sometimes he's kind of out in the sticks too, so sometimes he just doesn't have time or internet. Tough to get him a... get him on. Got here late. Did I discuss Devolution 22? I'm going to be talking to Patel Patriot next week. So that'll be on Tuesday. We shall discuss. If we don't defeat the cabal within the next year or so, our kids will have zero chance. I mean, that's what we were thinking 1 year ago, is that, oh, if we don't win in a year, we're all screwed. But it's like, 1 year goes by, we all seem to be all right in general. Year goes by, we seem to be all right in general. I mean, we'll be fine. This is still going to take a little more time. The Durham investigation might take another year or two. Are we going to expose the election fraud? Maybe not. Trump might have to run in 2024. We'll see. I might be wrong. Maybe we'll get decertification. He'll get back in sooner, but we'll be all right. However it happens, we just can't have expectations and thinking like we're all going to die if it doesn't happen in a year. Trade your USD for rubles, right? If you would have done that, like, 2 days after the invasion, when the ruble just tanked, and they tried to do that economic blockade on Russia, and now the ruble, right back up, Putin put that ruble gold-backed, and now the price is skyrocketing. It's funny you say that. Any more health articles coming? Indeed, yes. And videos. Am I having issues verifying my account on Truth? I just haven't applied for the check mark. So, I don't know. It's not on my priority list. A lot of people love their little check mark. I don't know. I was dealing with shit on Twitter and Facebook for so long that I just don't even care about check marks. Even if it's on True Social, I don't know. It's my account. You know it's my account. Hate to say it, but Trump is obviously compromised. You believe what you want? If you think you know everything going on in the world, that's your angle. That's your opinion. That's the way you choose to live your life. Have fun. Why are there food shortages 2 years after Bill Gates buys insane quantities of farmland? Good question. Granted, there's a lot of aspects to that question that, you know, does Bill Gates have the farm yet, land yet? Like, has the deal been finalized? Is Bill Gates actually controlling what goes on the farmland? Like, I don't know. That's a common thing we hear, but I wonder how much of that has actually happened or has been applied. And I mean, how many acreage has Monsanto basically owned for 40 years now? If you want to be technical, I mean, how much food has been freaking genetically engineered and all that shit and has already been for decades, so I don't know. Interested in what Elon Musk might be wanting to build a legal team for. I would imagine all of the political attacks that are going to come his way, all the false accusations, all the mainstream media smears. So probably like pretty much what Kash Patel is doing with his fight with Akash venture is that he's fighting back. So I would imagine Elon Musk wants a legal team to basically for protection, more or less. That's what I think would be the most logical guess. The Epoch Times did a good piece on what our food contains. In fact, the Epoch Times has been putting out some really good health articles. They basically repurpose and reshare articles that like Dr. Mercola does. I see a lot of Green Med Info. I see a lot of Sayer G and Green Med Info articles. Green Med Info is fantastic. So I see a lot of Green Med Info articles reposted on Epoch Times. I like the Epoch Times a lot. That's why I pay like $2 or $3 a month to have whatever membership and have no problem with it. Fully support them. And they do have a lot of great health articles that they have almost on a daily basis too, which is good, which is nice. All right, guys, any last questions and comments here? Drop them. We'll finish this up. Appreciate you gold pillars tonight on Foxhole. Thank you, friends. And all you guys with the Rumble rants and the lemons, too. Do I think I'll sell Organite pyramids again? Probably not, but maybe. I do have an opportunity to, but it's like an expensive opportunity. Like it would be both expensive for me to buy them and then expensive to sell them. Like people would have to pay a pretty high price for them. So probably not. But maybe if I can get the price down. You know, prices of everything are a pain in the ass right now. PQuest, thank you, thank you. Beto O'Rourke is outside the NRA conference right now, and a reporter asked him, how do you feel exploiting dead kids? Ooh. Ooh. Gotta find that clip. That'd be a good one. Yeah, these political clowns. They'll do anything. They will do anything for money and fame. Some people will. Not just these political clowns, but, you know, a lot of so-called truthers in our movement saying whatever for money and fame. It's sad. It's sad what people would do for that. A couple last gold pills coming in. Thank you, Luann. Thank you, J2 Dank. You guys have a good weekend. See you Monday, 3 p.m. Memorial Day Monday stream. I'll be working. You guys might not be working, but I'll be working on Monday. I'll be streaming on Monday. So people have the day off too. Should be a bigger crowd. We'll see what happens over the weekend. Have a fantastic time, everybody. And I appreciate all you guys for making it to this stream. See you guys next time. And I will see you on Telegram and Truth Social over the weekend. And maybe that local stream on Sunday, too. I'll put out some reminders about that on Telegram and Truth Social, too. So, okay, guys. Till next time.